This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where women who have been through absolute caca and gotten to the other side give you advice on getting to the other side of yours. Today we are talking to Jasmine Montoya, and we're going to get right into it. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So Jasmine, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to stay busy during the day.
Sure. I am a single mom of one, currently residing in Manhattan Beach, California, by way of New York. And my day job, besides being a mom, is a life coach and energy healer.
Wonderful. And Jasmine, can you summarize, please, for us what you went through and what was the worst part of the absolute caca that happened in your life?
Yeah, I think my marriage. I had a very toxic marriage, and I lived through that for years. I think what happened afterwards, the divorce process and me thinking that, oh, when I left, it would be over, and realizing that the toxicity still lingers on, and you know, it gets really nasty. And that was just like a sad way of ending and trying to start a new life.
I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm sure that many of our listeners are going to be able to relate to that. Unfortunately, let me ask this one, the more empowering question. Jasmine, it takes a total warrior to get to the other side of something like what you have been going through and what you went through. What is the best thing about being there on that other side?
There was such a shift, like a weight that lifted off my shoulders that I didn't realize I had. You know, you don't realize that till you're at the end of that huge, long, treacherous mountain. And so just the inner peace that I have and the control that I got to take back, I thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and I think that control can sometimes, the word control can have some kind of negative associations to it. But having control over your own life is actually a really huge key to happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are in control of your own destiny. The main thing.
100%. So Jasmine, who are some other brave warriors like you who you've met along the way, who've gone through absolute caca and have come out on the other side of it, and who would be really awesome guests on this podcast?
Gosh, I have so many, but there is one beautiful soul sister, as I like to call her. Her name is Katie Bullen, and she is based in the UK. She is a healer as well. She's helped me through my journey. We've had similar parallel journeys with toxic relationships and having to get out of them and just being more spiritually based, that she would be an amazing person to have on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And I'm going to ask you to clarify for those of us who don't really know what a healer is. What is a healer?
A healer, I mean, there's a lot of negative, you know, information about what a healer is. I do Reiki, so I'm a Reiki master. And what I do is I guide my clients into their healing journey. So it's more of a guide. Like, I've been through it, I've studied it, I understand the ways of getting through all these emotional situations that arise and, you know, the ups and downs. And so a healer helps a person heal.
Wonderful. I appreciate that bit of education there. So here's question five. Question five is a biggie. What one piece of advice, Jasmine, would you give to women who are going through really, really difficult times now on how to get to that other side?
Trusting yourself, knowing that the answers and the power are within you. You don't need anyone else. You don't need this person. You don't need that person. You'll know when you do need to lean out, but for the most part, the power is within you. So don't ever feel that you're not capable of doing something, because you're capable of doing anything and everything you want, as long as you really believe it and love yourself through it and give it the energy and power it deserves.
That's beautiful. Trusting yourself. And for women out there who are saying right now, I love that. I want to trust myself. I'm not feeling that right now. What could be one route to take, just one route to take, that could help someone going through hard times have that self-trust?
Meditation. Taking time to sit with yourself, taking time out in Mother Nature to ground yourself. So this way you can release all that gibberish and all that static in your head and really get heart-centered, because that's where the answers are.
Thank you, Jasmine. Meditation and so much research, so much research, qualitative and quantitative, that tells us about the power of meditation. In the benefits are insane.
Yeah, it's remarkable, and it's for free. You know, you don't need a membership. You don't need money. You can just sit where you are and tune out.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. It's like you can, yeah. So since we are all about being epic on this podcast, Jasmine, what if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I want to teleport. I want to be able to go from here and there to Bali, to New Zealand, to anywhere I want to in the world in a matter of seconds, because time doesn't exist, you know? So
not only do you get to teleport yourself, but time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really awesome. I totally want to be able to do that. Especially, I've been to Bali and I've been to New Zealand, and if I could just kind of bop back and forth, I think I'd be a really happy human.
Right? I think so.
That's great. So Jasmine, we have got some time left. We've got about a minute and a half left. So I'm going to hand the mic to you, and I'm going to ask you, what would you like to leave our listeners with today about staging an epic comeback and getting through absolute caca?
Yeah, I would really love to leave off by saying it's possible. And, you know, when you're in it and you're really looking at the bigger picture, it looks so huge and it looks so daunting and it looks impossible. But if you just, it's step by step, it's piece by piece, just understanding to love yourself, to be compassionate with yourself. And it's huge when you stage an epic comeback. So just take it in stride, and there might be setbacks, but those setbacks are there for a reason, and just to trust it and just keep on going.
That's beautiful advice and beautiful thoughts from somebody who is on that other side, for somebody who is absolutely desperate to get there and really could use words of inspiration. So I know already that folks are going to gain inspiration from you. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you, where can we find you online?
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.coachingbyjasmine.com. And that's also my Instagram handle as well.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. And this is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.